Trader Cobb Crypto Podcast. This is the Trader Cobb Crypto Podcast.
G'day guys, welcome to the Trader Cobb Crypto Show. Hope everyone's having a great day. Just wanted to come in and basically hit into something that I think a lot of people are struggling with at the moment. That's the weight of expectations. A short, sharp little podcast here, guys, just to get a little message out. The God honest truth is that I know that when I was going through trading, I used to beat myself up all the time. It was the lack of, it was the expectations and the desire to win, the desire to achieve and desire for instant gratification that held me back for many, many years. And the reason I bring it up is quite simply my daughter. I have a 5-year-old. She's turning 6 in August and she is in her first year of school. Now, her name's Ivy. Now, Ivy loves art. She loves drawing. She just constantly draws, all the time drawing. Even if she's watching a cartoon, she's drawing. She wanted to learn how to draw a mermaid, right? As you do, as a 5-year-old girl, you want to draw mermaids. And I watched her, because it's fascinating having kids, right? You watch them grow, you watch them learn, and of course, you know, you try and bring your insightfulness and your experience, and you try and mold this awesome little bundle of, you know, crazy emotion and all the best and worst parts of you. You try and mold these little humans into the best they can be. So of course you're trying to impart wonderful lessons to them and trying to help them as much as you can. I mean, you've never tried to help anybody more than you've tried to help your kids, and that's it. Never has there been a truer word spoken. So I'm watching Ivy, and she's trying to draw a mermaid, and she has cracked it. This was about a week ago. She absolutely went bananas, lost it, just went absolutely ape. And this was in the morning, like after she'd had a good sleep. It wasn't after school where she's absolutely jats cracked. It was in the morning. And I said to her, "Mate, darling, what's wrong?" She's like, "I can't draw a mermaid." I'm like, "Well, you got to practice." And she was just screaming, "Can't draw a mermaid," you know, just going nuts. And I'm like, "Look, I can help you." And she was just so beyond anything other than despair, anger, and frustration. I mean, she was the poor thing. She was so frustrated that she couldn't draw a mermaid. Now, randomly, as it happened, I was fishing on Bondi over Easter, and I found a little bodyboard. People leave rubbish all over the beaches. I picked up about 5 nappies, cleaned up about 3 kilos of rubbish just in the 20-meter radius of where I was actually fishing. Why people do this, I don't know. All I can think is cultural differences. I don't learn that when you drop shit on the ground, it doesn't just magically disappear. Anyway, I'll leave that one for another day. But I found a little bodyboard. A little bodyboard was about to get washed in the water, so naturally I went and grabbed it. Now, underneath, so on the top side, because it was upside down, there was a picture of a mermaid. Now, Ivy loves the water, and she's learning to surf at the moment. And she loves mermaids and she loves boards. So I grabbed it and actually took it home. She saw that mermaid because she had a visual representation of what it looked like. She now had a structure. She had something to follow. She copied that mermaid as good as she possibly could. But because she had a model to follow, she was able to practice, and she understood the practice. Like when I said to her the first time, "You've got to just practice. It will take time to learn. You've got to practice." She couldn't grasp that because I didn't have an instruction. You tell a 5-year-old practice, they're like, "Huh?" They'll just stay frustrated because the frustration comes and stems from the lack of understanding. Ivy, go practice. What does practice even mean? She's like, you know, she's emotional. She's angry. She's frustrated. I say, "Practice. Here's your board. You can practice. You can now practice drawing this mermaid." So she's like, "What?" She's like, "I'll practice." So she understands what practice is because I give her something to focus on. I give her something that she can do. Practice to us, we know what practice means. Practice to a kid, they don't know what it means. Now, practice to an adult, we know what practice means. But if we don't know what we're practicing, it's very difficult. And this is the same thing as what was happening with Ivy. She knew she needed to learn, but she didn't have anything to learn from. I gave her the board with the mermaid. Today, she drew 3 mermaids before I was out of the shower. They were amazing looking mermaids, if I do say so myself. And she was absolutely over the moon because she was able to follow, practice, and execute. Now, she'll get better at drawing mermaids. The point of this podcast is not to tell you to draw mermaids or anything like that. The point is that you need to have a blueprint to follow. without understanding the structure of which, you know, the rules as such to move forward. I mean, the rules for her drawing the mermaid was, you know, she now had a visual representation of what she needed to execute. She couldn't take it from her head and put it on paper yet. She needed to have the visual representation and copy it. Now, many of you in life as traders that are pushing through now want to be able to trade well, i.e. draw the mermaid. But many of you are going through this process right now without having the picture to follow. You're just having a go. And I commend you. You're there. You're trying. You're having a crack. Well done to you. But you don't know what you're doing, and you don't know what you don't know. You need to get somebody that can help you to get that structure in place. Whether it's me or somebody else, I don't know. Whatever. I don't mind. But you need to know that you follow a process to get to an outcome. If you're just trying without structure, or if you're trying and you think you have structure, you may not. You need to start looking to people that have it. Get the blueprint, practice it. This is an investment into your future. Don't take it lightly. Don't waste time. Be efficient, be effective, and be patient. So if your expectations are high on yourself and you don't know where you're going, then you are going to get frustrated. That frustration will definitely come and probably lead to bigger losses. So take your time, take a breath, and start focusing on you, getting that process and the education that you need to move forward. Guys, there's plenty of stuff on the website. It's absolutely free there under the Market Blogs section. If you could share this podcast, if you love it, please share it around with your friends and family. We're trying to build this out as big as we can, as fast as we can. We are currently top 10 at the moment in the US investing. I'm stoked with that. And top 40 in the US business. So let's keep on building this. Thank you so much for your support. And I wish you all a wonderful day and a great journey, guys. Have a good one. Bye for now.
The Trader Cobb Crypto Podcast. Check out tradercobb.com because experience matters.